Hello, this is Jermaine. Welcome. Let us talk about us. We know something about ourselves. We live with ourselves. We have experienced existence. We have experienced living in our bodies here on this earth. Atheists would have us to believe that we evolved from non-living material by chance evolution. Is that true? How could non-conscious matter have produced conscious beings? How could irrational matter have produced beings capable of rational thought? How can you trust your thinking if you are only the result of non-conscious, irrational, material causes? How could you be responsible for your decisions and actions if you are only the result of irresponsible material causes? How could amoral matter have created man with a moral sense of right and wrong? Obviously, man must be more than the result of non-conscious, irrational, amoral, material causes. Do you believe that your brain and mind came from non-living matter by chance evolution? If this is so, then you cannot trust your thinking. There is no reason for you to be rational. There is no reason for your thinking to be real or logical. Now, you may argue with me, but there is no reason to believe that your arguments are logical or true. If atheism is true, then the mind of man was not designed for rational, logical thinking. If atheism is true, the human brain and mind are results of non-conscious, irrational, unintelligent, illogical, material causes. If atheism is true, you cannot possibly trust your mind to be rational and logical. If atheism is true, you cannot trust your thinking and the thinking of other people. If atheism is true, you cannot believe the arguments made by atheists for atheism. However, you do argue with other people. This shows that you really believe that you are conscious and rational. You know that you can think. Then you must admit that man's brain and mind were designed for thinking. This shows that man must be the result of a conscious, rational, intelligent creator. Either you must deny that you can think and reason, or you must admit that man is the work of an intelligent creator, God. Mathematician René Descartes gave the axiom, "I think, therefore I am a person, and I must have been brought into existence by a being at least as perfect as I am, for the fountain cannot rise higher than the source." You are able to choose and to decide. You are not just a determined machine. You have a free will. You can even decide what you want to think about. This shows that you are more than a programmed electrical brain. If you ask me to believe that we do not have free will, you are asking me to use my will to agree with you that you are right. So you are contradicting yourself. So then I must have a free will, and so do you. Think about your behavior. You argue with other people about what is right and wrong. However, by arguing, you show that you accept the fact that there is real right and wrong. It is true that we are ignorant. That is why you argue with the other person in order to convince him or her of what is really right and wrong. You even condemn others for their evil. You could not do this unless there is objective, absolute evil and good, which shows moral law in the cosmos. If there is not real moral law, it would be foolish to argue with others and to condemn them. It would be foolish to have police and judges. People argue about which system of morality is better, which shows that there is the best, absolute right and wrong, real right and wrong. We need to ask some questions. If everything is only material and the result of material causes, how could there be real right and wrong? How could dumb material produce a moral realm? How could your moral sense have come from dumb material? If man is only material, how could you say that it is wrong to move a little material, such as to put a hole through your head? Obviously, there is more than only matter and material causes. Your moral sense and the moral law that you argue about show a moral lawgiver, God. Have you ever done something that you believed was wrong, and within you this deed was judged to be wrong? Yes, you have a conscience that condemns you. Your conscience is a witness against you. You are guilty of sin, and you know it. Where did your conscience come from? Certainly not from material. Moral conscience could only have come from a moral creator, holy God. The Bible teaches about the people who did not have the law that was given to Israel. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of a law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them. Romans chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. You know that you are more than just material. You know that you have experienced justice, mercy, pity, compassion, love, kindness, trust, and faith. These are beyond the material cosmos. You have a spiritual nature, and you know it. You have an inner man, a spirit. Men have the ability to worship. While men are often ignorant, still they do worship. People worship idols. People worship the material creation. Some worship men. Some worship philosophy. Where did this spiritual ability to worship and have faith come from? Surely it did not come from material. God created man. Why is it that men ask the question, does God exist? Even atheists have considered God since they deny him. Where did men get this ability to believe in God and to worship him? Surely this spiritual ability did not come from animals or material. There must be a creator who created man with the spiritual ability and also the need to worship. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, He, God, has also set eternity in their heart. We read also in the book of Acts, chapter 17, beginning at verse 26, And He, God, made from one every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. Being then the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and thought of man. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Yes, you can come to know God and believe in him. Your eternal destiny depends on this. You know that you are going to die. Maybe you do not believe that you are going to die. However, you will die. It is better for you to get to know God now rather than after it is too late. We read in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, God has revealed himself to you in the Bible, in the Scriptures." We read in Revelation 14, verse 7, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and springs of waters." Are you listening? There is good news for you. You are a human being. You are made in the image of God. You are body, soul, and spirit. God is the Father of your spirit. Hebrews 12, verse 9. God loves you. He knows your sin, your guilt, your hopelessness, and your despair. He knows that you need the forgiveness of your sins, the removal of your guilt, that you need eternal life. Therefore, God sent Jesus, the Messiah, to atone for your sins. He is the only sacrifice for your sins. Jesus, the Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He rose on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Put your trust and faith in Jesus the Messiah, in his blood which was given for the forgiveness of your sins. Then turn away from your sin. Repent and turn to God. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We read also in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Messiah was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." You can have a free book that gives the evidences of God. Write to Eternal Good News, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma. That's spelled EDMONDOK. 73083. That is 73083, United States of America.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee,